Well, good morning, Trailhead Church, here on Palm Sunday in the woods. It's one of my favorite places to come hang out when I first moved here in North Carolina. I used to come here and just worship God, and that's what Palm Sunday is all about. So I wanted to bring you here with me. And as you may have noticed, we went straight from the greeting into the message here because we're going to take worship to a higher level today. I want us to position ourselves to a place where we're ready for worship. And that's what the triumphant entry was all about. When Jesus was preparing to enter into the city, he sent his disciples out to get a donkey. He got on the donkey, and as he was riding into a town, they started worshiping. And they started shouting. You find it in Luke chapter 19, verse 38 through 40. They shouted out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And then some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." And Jesus replies, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." You know, the reason the Pharisees were so upset was because they didn't accept Jesus as God. And we do. And this is such an important time. And I know it seems like this is a broken record of a message that we keep teaching this. I told Anna, I said, "Gosh, I feel like I want to teach on so many different other things. But because of the circumstance we're in, we're kind of bound to this message of peace and God is our strength and our rock, and we should be centered on Him." And I, you know, truth be told, that is the greatest message right now. It's not that I have to teach on something else or I should, but this is the best message. And that's what the disciples that day and all the people in the town, they were worshiping God because they were so excited. I mean, He was performing all these miracles. He was doing all these great and wonderful fulfillments of the prophecy of old. And here the people were just celebrating. And you know, no rock, I think if what Jesus was saying is no rock should have to do what God created us to do. Nothing in creation. Now, I'm reminded in Romans chapter 8 that we see that all of creation yearns for the coming of Jesus Christ. And why? Because we're living in a world where everything is decaying, everything's falling apart, and we're yearning for the coming of Jesus Christ, where that day is made new for us, where we're new creations and we don't have to worry about decay and hurt and pain and fear. But even now, right now, before the second coming of Jesus Christ, we're able to worship God in a way where we have peace here on earth as it is in heaven. You know, Satan, we're reminded in Isaiah 14 that the reason why Satan fell was because of pride. He actually wanted all of the worship. He wanted the worship that God was receiving. He became jealous, so therefore he fell to earth. In this moment, we need to realize that giving true worship to God is the best thing we can do. We're leaky vessels. Us, our human figure, our human body, who we are, we're leaky. That's why it's important that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's an ongoing process. I don't know about you guys, but have you ever heard the phrase, the bottom of the barrel? I think sometimes when we become emptied, we get some bottom of the barrel stuff, some settlement, and then just kind of the muck comes out, and that's where we need to get filled up. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us up, and the good stuff comes out. We shouldn't rely on running on fumes. We should be filled with the Holy Spirit, full of the glory of God and worshiping Him. Don't allow yourself to become so empty that you're hurting and then you don't want to worship. That's exactly what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to speak brokenness, hurt, pain, stress. He wants us to get to the bottom of the barrel where we've got nothing left. We've got to be filled. We've got to be full of the Word of God. We need to be speaking the truth of what God's Word says, being worshipful. I know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. allow that joy, begin to laugh, begin to seize the moment and be excited of the things of God. And when we do that, the enemy, he can't stand against us. When we begin to worship God, we're actually stating that Jesus is God. And that was the thing that the Pharisees couldn't handle. And that's exactly what the enemy wants to put us at, into a place where we're not worshipful, we're not excited, we're not actually believing that God is who he says he is. And that's where we've got to stand on the truth of God's word, on the foundation of faith. I mean, that's what it's about. So I want to read Psalm 27 to you. This is such a great group of scriptures. And I'm going to read 27, 1 through 6, and then 27, 13 through 14. And then we're going to get right into worship. My prayer is that you realize who you are in Christ Jesus, that you stand up and begin to worship here in just a second with stripped down, no agendas other than God is so good and he's so faithful, and I'm going to receive the joy of the Lord right now. That's the point of this. So here we go. Psalm 27, 1 through 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Guys, I hope this encourages you to not be afraid, to stand firm on the rock. This is the rock. Stand firm on the salvation of Jesus Christ. You will be delivered. You have the strength you need. Stand up and be joyful. This is a time of worship. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to go right into it right now. God, I thank you, Lord, that we can speak your truth, to speak your word, that we will not be devoured. Lord, that we are more than conquerors. God, I thank you, Lord, that you have delivered us from all of the enemy's attacks. Lord, I thank you that we are not alone. We are not downcast, but Lord, we are strengthened by your word, by your will, by your purpose. God, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that right now in our homes, we're going to lift up a mighty shout, a mighty worship of praise towards heaven right now. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.